Okay. One, two, three.
Kim Nam Jun, Kim Seok Jin, Lee Yoon Ki, Jung Ho Seok, Park Ji Min, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung Kook, BTS.
Woo! Today's topic on Run it back. Today's episode on
안녕하세요 Pod
with
Lois
and Irene is
Bangtan Sonyeondan.
finally we're here.
Okay, finally. This is for our army girlies. Honestly though, I like, there's so much I want to like kind of talk about when we talk about BTS, and I don't want people to just immediately turn this off because they're like, oh, I don't care about BTS, or like, I don't listen to K-pop, or like,
neither did I,
I'm not a stan. Like, I hope we get a chance to explain our love. And yeah, like, I like, we'll have a segment, I think, at the end that will be strictly for our army.
Yes.
Our army people.
Wait, before we get started, let's shout out our shirts. Yes.
Okay, so today I'm wearing my D-Day shirt that was from the D-Day concert.
Yes,
Flames. Throwback to a beautiful day.
I have a custom Yoongi.
Yoongi shirt. It's hard to see.
Woo, Yoongi.
But my husband made that.
We love.
Got it made. Got it embroidered.
We love customization. Etsy who?
But yeah, and also a snack spotlight. We have our ginsa that we had in our previous episode. We're having some more ginsa because so great. And then we also have honey butter chips today.
You know,
what year was this like so popular?
It was a big craze.
I know, there was like 1 year where like this was viral, like off the shelves, like and low key. My opinion, I didn't get the hype.
Yeah, well, reassess.
Yes, let's reassess. This is because this is the original, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of dupes and knockoffs. This is the original ASMR moment. Cheers.
Wow, if you've never had this.
Okay, wait. It's actually better than I remember it.
If you've never had this, it's literally honey, butter. It's like buttery and smooth.
Mmm.
It's kind of like creamy-like.
Mmm. It's actually pretty good.
So previous statement, redacted.
Okay, I don't know about flying off the shelves, like sold out for days. Good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty addicting. I kind of get it.
It is.
It's good. Okay.
All right. Want to pull up our notes?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess I just want to get right into why we love BTS. How did we become ARMY? So for the people who don't know, the fandom of BTS is called, we're called ARMY. Like, if you are a fan, you consider yourself part of the fandom, you're an ARMY. It's really weird. It could have been something weirder. It could have been like bells or something.
Well, yeah, because in Korean, it's Bangtan Sonyeondan, but it means like ARMY. Like, not ARMY, sorry. Bulletproof boys. So
there's hence like that
army,
like,
yes.
But the thing is, like, I realized at first I thought it was weird that we call ourselves ARMY and that there's these fandoms for K-pop groups, but I realized even for non-K-pop groups, like American artists, they have fandom names, like what Ariana Grande's, they're called the Arianators or whatever, right?
And Selenators.
Oh god, sorry, please don't hate us. But there's like names for these fandoms, like in general, so I don't think it's a weird thing.
Yeah,
so I just find that interesting. But how did we become ARMY? How did we
take it away?
Okay, I'm a COVID ARMY. So in 2020, this is the story for so many people in the fandom, by the way, but in COVID, I came across their Carpool Karaoke video with James Corden. Classic. Okay. Right off the bat, well, obviously, I had some interest in them before. I was just, if anything, I was intrigued because I was just, like, proud and impressed that, like, this small boy band from Korea was, like, starting to make their way into the States, and I was hearing them on my radio in America, which that's the first time I was like, whoa, I heard Boy With Love on the radio. And that's when I was like, whoa, this is a big deal. But I had no interest in them before. And then the James Corden Carpool Karaoke, I was like, their energy was kind of like unmatched. I was watching that video and I was like, okay, these guys are really funny. Like, you know what I mean?
The colored hair.
Yeah. I think I had a resistance to liking them, which I'll get into later. But when I was watching that video, I was like, okay, they funny. Especially Hobie. Like, J-Hope was so funny. And I was like, okay, this guy's hilarious. And then they do, like, the dance bit, and J-Hope was so funny, and but also so good. And I was like, okay, they're so funny. And then I just – this is, like, literally what starts everybody on the rabbit hole. I literally just wanted to look up how old is BTS?
A lot of girlies did that.
That's how it starts. It started for me. I was like, how old are the members? And then just finding out that like half of them are the same age as me or 1 year older or younger was kind of very like, oh, that's really cool. They're like around my age. Like, that's fun. And then I just kind of spiraled from there and started watching a lot of interviews.
Yeah.
And then I think I was just so captivated by RM, Namjoon. I think that happens to a lot of people here in the States too, because he's like kind of the spokesperson for the group. He's the leader and he's the one who speaks English. And so he's the one I understood the most. Even as a Korean person, I'm a Korean American. Like, I still gravitated towards Namjoon's English. So that started the spiral of like, oh my god, I love him. Like, he's like, you get to know more of this person who's has so much depth and just so much, like, he's so smart and you know what I mean, like, you just want to pick his brain. And then that just kind of spiraled into like, oh god, I really like this group. And then their music and just everything, and there's so much content that you can just dive into as a fan,
right,
that I just spiraled and I became, I called myself ARMY.
DJ.
Yeah, DJ. I'll go into how I became a Yoongi stan later, but I want to hear how you became ARMY.
Oh my gosh, around the same time. It's a funny story, actually. We were hanging out one day and you're like, oh, you need to see this, like, video, music video. And I was like, okay. And she was like,
you were resistant too, yeah, right?
And she was like gushing about this, like, boy band. And like, I love boy bands too, but like, at this point in time in my life, like, I wasn't really into K-pop music. I only knew like the OGs, like 21, shout out to them coming back, world tour, I think.
Second gen, right? Second gen K-pop.
And like Big Bang, but any of the newer generation, I just wasn't, you know, it wasn't my vibe. I was more into Western music and things like that. But I was like, all right, like, yeah, I was literally like, you like your boy bands and I'm going to stay over here, but like, I'll watch it. So like, the video in question was Mic Drop. And I love hip hop, and the beat, it was with the Steve Aoki mix, and I was like, oh, it's like kind of good. And like, I'm not really good at Korean. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I get mixed for other like ethnicities, but like, I'm not really good at my native language. So like, even when she was sharing me the music video, like, I didn't know completely what they were saying, but I get the vibe. And I was like, oh, like, I'm bobbing my head. I'm like, oh, you know, and it's a slow progression of like, yeah, they're cool. Yeah. And then I also did my own, like, I don't know how I even got to the wormhole, but I also saw that James Corden video and things like that. And I think my initial attraction to the group was, but it was RM, because I was like, he's husband material.
Yeah.
He always said that he learned English from Friends. And Friends is one of my favorite, like, OG shows. And, you know, from learning it from tapes, like, that he had, like, it's pretty impressive. And I just loved his intellectual mind. So it was just, like, a snowball effect. One by one by one. I've, like, found new things I liked about each person. And it kind of went crazy, because I went to their concerts, the same one, multiple times, because I was just so enamored. But we'll go into that later too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, I just got throwbacks to their concert. I can't believe we're so privileged and blessed to have gone, because I realize that there's still so many ARMY who have not been able to go, and I'm so sorry. But yeah, we were blessed to go more than once. We went together to PTD the first night, right? Mm-hmm. And then you went separately. Yes. We went again the same day, but you.
Different group of friends.
Went with a different group of friends, and I went with another group.
And that story was funny too.
Yeah. And then did you go again? No, didn't you go by yourself, or like technically by yourself that second time? Like you went with a group of friends, but you got a seat like
kind of separate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Vegas.
Oh, no, in LA.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Yeah,
I
you went like by yourself.
Oh my God. Did I?
You did technically I see went it alone.
Three times? No.
No, twice.
Twice. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then you went to Vegas.
So three times.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about
dang.
That.
Sorry,
guys. Don't hate me. Don't cancel me, okay?
Hey, whatever.
They were resale tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Luckily, I didn't get scammed. Thank God. But.
Yeah.
Even I forgot about that I went three times.
Yeah, you went to Vegas. And
Vegas
then,
with you and with then, my friends.
Yeah. Wait,
no, Vegas with you and then by myself.
Yeah.
I don't know who drove me there.
Well, I think you went with like friends. Like you stood in line with your friends, but your seat was like separate. So you technically sat by yourself.
Oh, because the friends I went with into Vegas with, they also saw it again.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh,
all clicking. Wow. What a memory unlocked.
That's crazy. And then we went to D-Day concert
together. D-Day. Woo-hoo.
That was also a dream.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a dream.
The tradition will continue in 2025, I hope.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We hope.
Yeah.
I want to get into like elaborating why we love BTS and also why like who they are and what they've done is so important.
Yeah.
I think just getting to the depth of that, because I want to explain, because I feel like a lot of people when they hear, and I don't feel the need to explain myself, but I kind of want to, because I feel like when people hear like, oh, you're a BTS fan. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you're a K-pop stan. Like,
right.
It just like, I don't know why there's like a negative connotation.
Right.
With it.
Undertone.
Uh-huh. And also I feel like people dismiss me and immediately kind of like just see this like, oh, like.
Like so childish.
Yeah, you know that? Or just like she's a fangirl who's obsessed with these pretty boys with makeup and like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, listen, if you're still saying that about BTS, like I'm not saying that everyone has to like them or love them or whatever. But if you're still saying to this day like, oh, those guys who are just like pretty boys wearing makeup who get plastic surgery and wear dresses, I'm like, dude. Like, that's a misogyny thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it that makes you, like, go there? Because, like, they have accomplished so much objectively.
Right.
And I just feel like it kind of is bizarre to me when people still kind of, like, undermine them.
And breaking, like, stereotypes and, like, transitioning into Western music in the way that they have. There's other groups that have done that, too. But I think just because we're fans of this group specifically, we're kind of gearing our conversation towards that. But I know there's other groups too. We don't want to dismiss that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, it's just a sight to see.
Mm-hmm. And I do think BTS is different for various reasons, which I'll get to in a minute. But like what they've done is significant, like no other, to be honest. But yeah, I kind of just want to get into that. But I also just want to preface this by saying, like, we're talking about BTS, and I don't want people to think we're, like, anti-fans of other groups.
Yeah.
Like, we're not, like, honestly, I don't think we're K-pop stans, to be honest. And just, not to say that being a K-pop stan is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I just think that it's a lot to invest in these groups.
Yeah.
Like, there was KCON LA recently.
Yes.
Like, there's just so much going on right now, but I just cannot keep up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I really respect these groups and I think they're so talented.
Yeah.
But even investing in BTS and, like, putting our, like, love, time, and energy into this group is so much work and time that I'm like, yo, I cannot keep up.
We invested, like, close to 4 years.
I know, but, I mean, like, okay, so why have we invested so much time? What do you think is so significant about them? And like,
I think mine is just like an amalgamation of videos I've seen of like them just being like so humble and like sweet, even with their status that they're at right now. Like, for example, there was a video where when they were trainees, like there was a restaurant in Korea that they went to who kind of took on like this mother figure because they were training for long hours. And it was kind of like a mom and pop, like just like a soup place. And they always visited, and they didn't have money at the time, but you know, the owner took care of them. And this was for like a long time. And then when they made it, they visited that place and still show their appreciation and love for like that owner who like helped them when they were like just starting out. And I feel like when people can go back in time into like their history of like how they became who they are and like not forget their roots, I think that's like a respectable thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of like other things, like when BTS is on a stage and they're like cleaning up, they're helping the staff, mm-hmm. you know, like they're like on the grounds too. You know, it could be good PR, I don't know, but like it's just a lot of like, if you see it multiple times, it can't be a coincidence, right? Like, or faked behavior. If it's like really part of their DNA, you'll see it consistently throughout. And I've seen it consistently throughout many of their like showcases, concerts, programs that they do. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the consistency is the biggest part, because it's like that shows their character. And mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, like I think like if there was bad blood or like there were like red flags or like toxic kind of like tendencies, like mm-hmm. that would eventually bleed out. But like yeah. they've been doing this for so long, and like I've never seen anything leak out of like yeah. oh, they used to bully this person, and like, you know what I mean, like yeah. no scandal, like unless their NDAs are like yeah. crazy good, you like, never walked, know yeah. But like yeah, I think just seeing the consistency of their humble behavior, like just who they are as humans, like really show. And I think what a lot of people say as ARMY is that you show up for their music mm-hmm. and then you stay for the members mm-hmm. and like their personalities, because mm-hmm. it's like a lot of people can be drawn to their music,
right?
And then when you become ARMYs, because you start finding out what they're like as people mm-hmm. and that's what people stay for, is right. like finding out like, oh shoot, they're so funny, they're actually really humble, like mm-hmm. humans, they're really great people, like they're super artistic and talented mm-hmm. but they're so humble mm-hmm. is like a reason why people stay.
And also like their brotherhood, like I like the fact that like they are naturally close, right? Like they fight, they like make up, they are very like supportive of each other, like always saying happy birthday to each other when it's their birthdays, and showing up like when before they went to the ARMY, like all the members would show up at different times for the different members. And it's like for them, it's not just a group that they're a part of, it's like legit family. And like mm-hmm. I think you could see that in their interactions, which yeah, I
feel like that goes for a lot of groups, but mm-hmm. I think really for them, like at least for me, like I'm not seeing like the other videos of other groups, and I'm sure that these other groups have that same level of like brotherhood and mm-hmm. friendship and whatever. Right. But I think that's a big thing that we're drawn to as a fandom mm-hmm. as well, is like seeing their genuine love mm-hmm. for each other. And I'm saying this because I've seen other groups where I haven't seen, where sometimes I don't see that as genuinely or as authentically as I've seen with BTS. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yeah, just that chemistry mm-hmm. is so chemistry. Like, you're so drawn to it. It's like, oh, they genuinely love each other.
And right.
Like, the crazy thing is, like, of course they're going to have conflict as a group over mm-hmm. the years, but they've shown, mm-hmm. like, footage of that too and how they've overcome that. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much, like, I think emotional intelligence involved mm-hmm. when they go through conflict mm-hmm. and how they've talked about it. And mm-hmm. I think that's also really special mm-hmm. and, like, a maturity, right. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, the list like honestly goes on,
it goes but on.
We're just like giving a truncated version of yeah. like why we like them yeah. so much.
I mean, I want to go back to what you said about the roots of mm-hmm. like them going back to the roots, and this is why I think this is a very heavy statement. Don't cancel me for this, but I don't think there's ever going to be another BTS mm-hmm. again.
Yeah.
Hear me out. I think it's because BTS's start was so rough.
Yeah.
And other K-pop groups have kind of had this before, mm-hmm. but like, I don't want to say BTS paved the way. That's a very like controversial statement. Mm-hmm. There are other like first gen, second gen K-pop artists like Psy and other like artists who have, you know, like made their way into the right. States and into mainstream media. But what BTS did was so huge because they're an underdog story.
Right.
And we don't really see that anymore because
right. They almost split up.
Yeah. So they started off, this is like a history lesson, K-pop history lesson. But for people who don't know, in K-pop industry, there was three big groups, right? Mm-hmm. There was SM, YG, and JYP. Okay. Those are like the machine, like those are like the Toyota, Hyundai's, whatever, like of K-pop. Yeah. Like if you were part of those three, like you were set to go. Right. Like these people were just, these groups are just pumping out.
No, literally.
Like trainees, like a machine. And then BTS was part of this tiny ass little entertainment group, mm-hmm. With what's his face? I gotta look it up. Big hit.
Bang PD.
Bang PD.
There we go.
Oh gosh. I'm gonna look it up right now so we're not canceled. Bang Si-hyuk.
Yeah.
Bang PD.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was like, they were gonna be bankrupt. Mm-hmm. Like that's how small they were. Like they were nobodies. And like Bang Si-hyuk like literally put like went all in on RM and was right. like, I see potential in this guy. I'm going all in. I'm going to create this group.
That's crazy.
And just like go all in on this group. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't see that anymore. And it's like, they went through a lot of trial and a lot of hate. And right. they were about to break up because right. they were like, we're bankrupt. Like yeah. we need to make money. We struggling. Need to survive. And for them to become, and then eventually, obviously, they started getting their accolades, they started mm-hmm. getting their flowers, they started to rise.
Right.
And now Big Hit is literally like the most money-making mm-hmm. entertainment group in Korea right now. It literally it's surpassed, like a mega giant. I'm yeah. pretty sure it's they surpassed YG, JYP, SM, all of that. And it's just like for them to have done that, I think we won't see that again, maybe.
And it's unless, crazy that like I feel like the meteoric rise started in 2019 to 2024 too.
Yeah.
Like that steady increase uh-huh. to like explosion.
Yeah. Cause I know that they had concerts and stuff here before mm-hmm. 2019, I think even 2018, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think 2019, 2020 was really starting to see their like way more performances and their mm-hmm. award shows getting Grammy nominations mm-hmm. and all of those things, which is such a big deal.
Right.
That it's like, they are who they are because of their failures. Mm. So philosophical and deep. But it's like, I want people to
you got to fail to succeed.
You got to understand. Yeah. I wish people really understood that that's like where these people are coming from. Some people just see BTS and see like, oh, wow, like these cool guys doing all this stuff. But it's like because of their failures and because of like what they went through that they're still these humble like K-pop stars.
Right, right.
I don't even consider them like K-pop, honestly. Like yeah. some people might cancel me for that, but like I feel
they're
like
artists.
Yeah,
artists.
I feel like they've really gone beyond that label. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think because it's like I keep hearing time and time again too from other people who like who know someone who knows someone who knows like a recording someone who has like through the grapevine that like. The common thread is that they're so humble and they're right. so kind.
Like it's
and
not
like,
an act.
Yeah. Like they have every right to become divas and mm-hmm. kind of like, it wouldn't be a surprise, honestly, if I found out that like, oh, they're actually kind of like divas. They're actually mm-hmm. kind of, but they're like still to this day, from what I know, is that like they're so consistently humble mm-hmm. and kind and respectful mm-hmm. to their staff, the people mm-hmm. they work with, the people they encounter, mm-hmm. which is what the draw is, like, yeah. you know what I mean? Like
it humanizes, like, a group of people that, like, are so different from quote-unquote regular folk. Like, yeah. It's, like, nice, it's a nice, like, breath of fresh air.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like, even them being in the army, to be honest, like, I can imagine them getting along so well with, like...
Yeah,
everyone there, and like I'm hoping that when as they start trickling out, mm-hmm. that stories will start coming out of like yeah. how they were mm-hmm. in army, and I'm hoping fingers crossed that it's all
good vibes,
yeah. positive stories. And to be honest, like we're already seeing like leaked stuff of mm-hmm. like how a lot of them are in leadership rankings and like
and they're built,
yeah. They're oh my built. God, girl, Yeah, like just stuff like that, you know. I'm just like, they're just really like stand up people, mm-hmm. and just like stand up human beings. Like, makes us proud to be Army.
Well, on that topic, like, we talked about like who we initially liked. So if we changed our bias, and if how did we get there? How did we get there?
I want to start off by saying, what's a bias? People are like, what the heck is
education,
that?
Education.
Yeah. So your bias, for people who don't know, this is like a K-pop vocabulary.
Yes.
Your bias is basically your favorite member. Mm-hmm. Like, to put in layman's term, like if you love the Beatles, you have a favorite, like, oh, I'm a John Lennon person, or like Paul McCartney's my guy. Mm-hmm. That's your bias.
Like, who do you lean towards?
Yeah, like everyone has like someone they're extra drawn to. Obviously, there's also the term OT7, like 1 True 7. Like, basically, you're like genuinely, you're like, everyone's my favorite, which I don't think anyone's truly OT7. I don't know. I think everyone goes through their ways and whatever, mm-hmm. which is totally fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think like it's just natural to like be drawn to someone, yeah. a certain personality, a certain yeah. style.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know actually how, because you started off as a Namjoon fan. Like, it's, you were funny. Like, RM's my bias, RM's my bias.
He's my husband.
Yeah, he's my husband.
Husband Aerie.
And I was like, I remember actually being like, I think Jungkook's going to be your bias.
That was so funny to me.
Yeah. And then eventually he became your bias. But I'm curious, yeah. like, what was the, like, turning point for you?
Yeah. I think when I met Namjoon, I guess, in that era of my life, I was like, yeah, I'm looking for a husband. Like, I need that kind of energy. He has leadership skills.
Yeah.
He takes care of people. You know, I'm like, yes, 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 sign me up. And while I'm, like, telling myself this and believing it at that, Lois is like, no, I think you like Jungkook. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I told you it's Namjoon. Like, yeah, like, I think he's cute and everything, but he's like a little too young. You know what I mean? That's what I was saying.
He is younger than you. He's 27.
He is.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what it is. He started getting like eyebrow piercing, the lip.
Yeah, actually, yeah. He started getting more like
the lip.
Like leaning into his baddie, mm-hmm. like era.
Then he had like one tattoo, a handful of tattoos. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, in what music video was it? I forget which music video, but he was looking good. Mm. He was looking good in a lot of those.
Was it like a newer one that came out, or like you just kind of came across an older one?
I think, I don't know. It's just like, I started looking at fan cams of him.
Okay.
And like, yeah. him dancing so vigorously, yeah. but also having perfect pitch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, him doing the kind actions of like helping staff. Mm-hmm. But also being like able to do the duality of mm-hmm. like sexy but cute. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh. And then I have a weak spot for tattoos. So yeah. I was like, and there was a time where like he was hiding those because yeah. like from Korean, like,
and I think he still has to on yeah. certain, like, yeah.
yeah, but it was kind of like a secret, yeah, you know. Yeah. I was like, oh, he has something underneath that. Oh my gosh. And then when they did the effort, was it W Magazine or something?
Uh-huh.
They did a photo shoot,
mm-hmm.
and he was
they did several
okay. but there was a one where he was like,
he revealed his tats.
He was like, actually, no. There was one where he has like greenish hair, but he's wearing like these glasses.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Wasn't that Louis Vuitton?
Maybe Louis Vuitton. Ooh. Yeah, ooh, he looked good there. Ooh, and don't get me started on the Calvin Klein. Woo! 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 Sign me up. Can do my laundry on those abs. Woo!
Oh my god.
And yeah, I think it was like a natural progression of all of that. Yeah. And I was just like, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'm still in my bad boy era.
Yeah, yeah. It was meant to be. I need to yes. say that you and Jungkook are birthday twins, by the
oh
way.
Oh my gosh.
By the way.
Isn't that fate? Hello. Like,
just adding to her Delulu.
No, it's not even Delulu. Like, we just need to meet up because what are the odds with the same birthday?
No, truly.
And the energy just matches, yeah, you know? Yeah. So I think I just match made. But what was funny to me was, I'm like, how do you know me better than I know myself? I literally had to redact my statement and be like, yeah, I think he's one. My secondary bias, he doesn't even deserve to be called secondary. My other bias is called is Jimin.
Mm, yeah.
Because his high pitched voice, it gets me. Mm. And I know it gets a lot of people, men and women. And and it was the song Boy with Love.
Oh.
Yes.
That like drew you to Jimin.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I was like, yes. And also Home when he sings his portion. Yeah. A lot of reasons. Yeah.
So for people who don't know, Jungkook is the 막내, aka the youngest. Okay. And he's known to be the golden 막내. Because he's like good at everything. Like literally. He's like...
He can paint.
Like there's jack of all trades, master of none, but he's... Master of all, I guess. Like, he's so good at everything. Like, obviously, he's like the greatest vocalist of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, not of all time. Okay.
No.
He's great.
He's really good. And then
he's a great vocalist.
He can paint.
He's a good dancer performer. He's a good dancer. Like, just this random crap that he's so good at. Like, he's just good at everything.
Yeah. Like, any challenge, like sporty type thing.
Yeah.
He's, like, good at that, too.
I feel like we should, like, give our snippets of each member of, like, what they're like.
Oh, sure.
So, that's Jungkook. Mm. And then Jimin is also one of your biases.
Yes.
He
has a dance background.
Yeah. He's our dancer boy. Yes. He's like, our sensitive, artistic. Like, he came from, like, a contemporary dance.
And he was top of his class.
Yeah.
And he got scouted, actually.
Yeah.
But what was funny is he almost got booted out of, like, training program because...
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah. A couple times.
Yeah.
A couple times.
I mean, he's just not your standard, like, K-pop kind of... Mm-hmm. Or maybe he is.
And he has a hidden tattoo that says, never mind. Never mind.
Right. I know. He's tatted, too.
It's all hidden, though. It's hidden.
Yeah. But Jimin's are, like, kind of... I feel like he's more timid, kind of, like, our softie. Like, he's our sensitive, like... quiet boy. He's really shy. Jimin's the shy guy, I think. Yeah.
And when I think of Jimin, I think, save me. Okay, if you know, you know. Save me.
Yeah. He's kind of like easy to make fun of in the sense that he's like shy and gets embarrassed easily, but also he's so sweet and just like the kindest human being ever, probably. We're acting like we know them and we've met them. We know them, but we haven't met them.
We're their besties
also,
that they don't know.
Also, cover us with this whole parasocial relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know it's toxic.
Yeah, so don't worry.
We're just indulging in it, okay?
Yes,
leave us. Let us be.
So that's Jimin. And then there's V, or Taeyong.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Taeyong. He's one of the younger ones, too. Mm-hmm. He's our... How did you describe him?
He's like... He has a face card.
Yeah, yeah.
He really knows how to, like, you know?
I think he's, like... objectively one of the most good looking people ever. Mm-hmm. He's so good looking.
Yeah. For PTD, there was like, okay, so like during the concert in between songs, they play like a little video, and one of his videos, it's like he's shown on screen.
Was it the paperclip?
He has
one?
A paperclip in his mouth. Yeah.
If you know, you know, the paperclip scene.
And like something about his eyes and the paperclip, I'm like,
he's just so good looking. He's really good looking. Nice on the eyes, easy to look at, but also like he doesn't use that, I feel like, as a crutch. Like I think he knows he's good looking, but like he doesn't seem cocky at all. He's like our jazzy boy. He's like the one into jazz. He has the if Jimin's like up here, Tae is like down here. Tae is like the alto or what, I don't know what it's called in guy voice terms, but he's like, his voice is so deep.
Lower
and,
register,
like, so easy to listen to, though. It's, like, so smooth. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of, like, he has his own, like, interests. Like, he's, like, into jazz and photography. Mm-hmm. He's very artsy in his own way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He's so cute.
He's a cutie. Yeah.
And then there's, we did Jungkook, Jimin, Tae, J-Hope.
Oh. He has like a smile that's contagious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I think he said, you know, sometimes he gets sad.
Yeah.
But like he wants to have this hope world energy.
Yeah.
You know, like
he's
give
your
people
sunshine.
Hope. Yeah,
he'll be sunshine. Yeah. He's like literally the brightest person in the room kind of guy.
And scary dance teacher.
Yeah. Like, again, so much of the duality with these guys, like they have this like silly, goofy, hilarious side to them. And then they have their like, ooh, like, they're on stage, they're dancing, like, oh, man, like,
Like, you know how Beyonce, her alter ego is like Salsa Fierce?
Yeah.
Like, I think they each have their own.
Yeah, no, really.
Fierce, whatever.
Yeah, J-Hope's are like the dancer guy. He's kind of like the leader when it comes to teaching dances and learning dances. Mm-hmm. But also he's like the funniest, I think, goofball kind of mm-hmm. personality guy. He's definitely like, he loves to lean into his fashionista mm-hmm. side. He loves shopping he and does, fashion. He does.
Very artsy too.
Yeah.
In like his with own his way. Jack in the Box, yeah. Like album art
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. So that's J-Hope. And then there's Yoongi.
I mean, that's all you.
Yeah. So Yoongi, aka Suga, aka mm-hmm. one of the rappers of the group. Mm-hmm. He's one of the older ones. Yeah, he's the rapper. He's Suga.
How did you get into him?
Okay,
I don't think you covered that. Yeah. And then you can cover it. Like,
I'll get into why he became a bias. So I was leaning into Namjoon too. Mm-hmm. And then I started watching all their like, so it's called Run BTS. That's their little like just reality show mm-hmm. little like thing that they have where they just film footage of mm-hmm. them doing like fun stuff. And then through that, I think I started seeing another side of Yoongi. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this guy's really quiet and shy. But then he's the type of guy very similar to my husband, where he only shows his true colors to the people he's really comfortable with and loves. And I like something about that I'm really drawn to.
Okay. You like that mystery.
Yeah. And I just like appreciate that about him, like how he just like lays it out and really like shows that to his like people, his circle. Mm-hmm. I think also Mic Drop though was a big like, oh, this guy, he's not biased. Like Mic Drop, I saw that Yoongi started rapping and like his performance, his like mannerisms, uh-huh. his like his rap like tone, like his voice, I was like, oh,
what does he say? He's like, Miane,
oh, I can't even do the whole rap right now, but I was so drawn to the rap and mm-hmm. then also who he is as a person. He's mm-hmm. like really that personality of like quiet, composed, like people are like scared of him at first and then mm-hmm. realize he's actually such a soft human being who's really funny and like not a man of little words, but when he does speak, his words carry a lot mighty. Of meaning and stuff like that. He's like that kind of person.
Poor Namjoon, we both moved on.
But we love him.
Yeah, we love him and everyone. Yeah. But who's your number two? Because I know we be fighting.
Man, you know, that always changes, to be honest. Like, every once in a while, it's Jungkook when I just hear those raw vocals. Yes. I'm like, oh, so good. Also, my husband has a bias, and it's Jungkook. Mm. Rightfully so. Like, he is so nice with it. Like, yeah, smooth. Whenever I hear those vocals, I'm like, oof, Jungkook. But I think sometimes it goes back. Oh, you know, actually, like, Jin, and we'll talk about him.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jin. Like, I love Yoongi.
He could be your friend.
Yeah. Yoongi's my bias, but I think I would be so nervous to be on a date with him. I wouldn't know what to say. Mm. I would be just like drooling and just be like, ah, da, 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 da. Like,
la, la, la.
I love you. Like, that's it. But it's Hokjin, Jin, the oldest. Like, he's so fun and he has such a like personality where I would be like, I just want to hang out with you. Mm. Like, I think I would have so much fun. And I think he would be really good at making you feel comfortable and like really good at like having a fun day kind of person. So yeah, that's my bias. And that's kind of like where
I mean,
I'm all over though. I love all good. Of them. Yeah. I really love all of them.
I do too. Yeah. I mean, Jin is growing on me.
I know. Jin, I think, is so misunderstood. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are turned off a little bit in the beginning by his antics of like, I'm worldwide handsome.
Yeah, know? I think that, like, I thought that as cocky in the beginning.
Yeah, and a lot of people see that. But I think when you really get down to the surface, like, or below the surface and peel back the layers of him as a person, like, he's so funny. And some psychologists might psychoanalyze and be like, oh, it's a front for his insecurities or whatever. I think he's just genuinely so funny. Mm. And like, he's genuinely so confident in who he is.
Yeah.
And as of his face, which is objectively handsome, by the way.
Yeah. He got scouted on like the street too.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I think he's hilarious. And I think he's genuinely such a kind, emotionally intelligent person. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot, I think, because he's the oldest of the group.
Right.
But it takes a lot, I think, of humility and emotional intelligence to be the oldest and submit to the leadership of RM.
Right.
Which is huge in Korean culture too, because it's like in Korean culture, like being the oldest is like huge, like the hierarchy and like the
respecting is huge.
Yeah. But for him to like not like abuse that as like, oh, I'm the oldest. Though. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Like there's no ego. He's like, oh, I'll take my place.
Yeah. And he really like kind of submits to RM's like leadership and stuff. And I think that says a lot about who he is as a person. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's Jin. That's our funny, silly, worldwide handsome, oldest guy. Mm-hmm. And then there's Namjoon.
Yeah.
Who we've talked about, but he's, yeah, basically he's the leader.
He's great too. Like he, like I saw this thing online where like they say the best leader, like in failure, they're in the front of the pack, but in success, they're in the back. And he does that.
Yeah. I think he's such a great leader. And like, he is such a great human being. And I think the big reason why I wish people gave BTS a chance who just shrugs them off, I always think of Namjoon. I'm like people are just so quick to like, oh, just a K-pop group who like da-da-da. Dude, like Namjoon is so intelligent and he's so artistic. And like if you actually listen to their music, oh, it's in Korean, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Translation, hello.
Yeah.
Like if you listen and read their lyrics, like there is so much depth to their music and like the lyrics and what they sing about. It's like everyone thinks that they just sing about love and girls and money, whatever. A lot of their music is about like their depression, about like just life and like all these
questions,
things. Like Namjoon reads so much books, he's a reader, that like a lot of his songs are about like these things in books that even I've never heard of, or just like things like that I'm just like, what, like what is the magic shop, like, you know,
I know that's such a good song.
Like there's a magic shop that's about like the door to like your mind and like the place you go to when you're depressed and like whatever. I'm probably getting it all wrong and butchering it, but like, you know, like that's like what their music is about. It's like hope giving, it's joy giving, it's light giving,
right?
And I wish more people understood that. And like
what would you say is like, they have a lot in their discography, but what would you pick as like your top song and why? Oh,
that is so hard.
I know.
I said Magic Shop for the longest time, though.
That's a good song.
Just because I understood the meaning. Basically, I'm going to butcher it again because I'm blinking out, but like it's from a book that Namjoon read about like a psychological like term or something like that, just the power of your mind, of how you're able to like enter the magic shop, like create a place in your mind that you can enter into as like a safe place, basically. And it's just like a song about like, you know, no matter like how you're feeling, like you can enter that, I'll be there. It's kind of like a love song, but in a deeper sense of like, oh, like I'll be there for you. I'll meet you there at the magic shop. Like you can enter this place and feel safe and feel heard and like stuff like that.
It's a good message.
I don't know. It's a beautiful song.
That's a good one. I would have said that too. Because I remember you explaining that to me one time. I think mine is like more recent. Yet to Come.
Oof.
Because I think in the music video, it's like a culmination of like everything that they have done. And I don't know. It's just like, it felt like the end of a quote unquote era. And I can't wait for them to come back. And I don't know what's to come, but like excited for the future. And like, I don't know. For me, it was like they were closing one chapter and they did so much in that chapter. And like they overcame a lot of challenges. I feel like that song represents so much. And I feel like, I hope we all have that in our lives, or the best is yet to come in all our lives, you know?
That song is really special. And that also kind of makes me think of Life Goes On.
Life Goes On,
And I feel like that's such a classic, and some people might say so basic, but I think Life Goes On is so special to me and to a lot of people because that came out during a time, it came out during COVID. And I just think that like people really needed that during that time. And like a lot of people are COVID army because during COVID, it's like, we needed something, you know, like outside of just like I don't know. Like, we're Christians. Like, I'm a religious, I consider myself a person of faith, and like, I have my faith and I have this and that, but I just needed something also, just like something simple and lighthearted and something fun.
Good
and
energy.
I think the BTS content really gave me that. Like, it was just something that's like, I don't like, it's not like a serious show or it's not something like, it was just like, whenever I turn to BTS content, it's just something that makes me happy. It makes me laugh. Yeah. It makes me have hope. It's just like something that's just fun.
Yeah.
That, you know, like that positive energy that people needed. Mm-hmm. And like Life Goes On, I think, was such a meaningful like anthem for people during that time. Mm-hmm. And even after that, I don't know.
Like for me, it's like, I think in America, it's been indoctrinated in my mind that it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. Mm. And, like, there's a seat at the table for people, but, like, there's still not enough seats. Mm. So you got to fight for, like, you know, like, you got to prove yourself still to those who don't believe in you or whatever. Mm. But I feel like what I appreciate is BTS is able to show that, like, you could still maintain the core of who you are, of being, like, a good person in the sense of like not letting the glitz and the glamour like overshadow like your core values, because it can easily change without even knowing. And I feel like for the most part they've like remained the same in that way. Like I remember one time like they're at a hotel and they're freaking out about the room service like fee or whatever. They're like, why is this expensive? But I'm like, they're like million billionaires. And I'm like, it's probably like $1 to them, but they're like freaking out.
Yeah.
And it's just like a small example where like they forget that they're rich, I guess, in that way. But like, I think it's like a lesson that we all could take from.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a big thing too, though, and this could be like another topic in itself, but like the fandom, like who they are as people has like trickled into the fandom. And like ARMY itself is like an ARMY, like ARMY has done so much, and I think people may have heard of it here and there, but like the contributions, like the financial contributions they've done for like different organizations or movements in the name of BTS, which sounds a little culty and kind of weird, I think.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, isn't that, I feel like it's so cool that like a fandom dedicated to a group is challenged by who they are as good people to like basically do good in itself as a fandom too, you know what I mean? So I think that's really powerful and really a testament to who they are as well. Oh, so
Master Lash.
Hello, Lashy.
Hello, Lashy. I was probably trying to fall off.
You still look good, by the way.
Okay, nice, nice. The viewers can't see this, by the way, but I think I was trying to fall off.
Yeah, but I wanted to say that because I think a lot of people hear about the toxic aspects to the fandom, which I 100% agree there is, like, the parasocial relationships, the sashangs, whatever it's called, you know what I mean? And this goes for any, like, fan or, like, in K-pop culture, it's, like, a really toxic thing where, like...
But also on the other spectrum, it's, like, inspiring. Like, like, it pushes you to, like, if they can do something, like, that they're passionate about, so can you.
Exactly, yeah. So I think I just wanted to, like, speak on that and touch on like the positive of the fandom, because I think people just kind of like dwell on the negative, because there is a lot of negative, there is a lot of toxic ARMY out there and a lot of toxic like fans, which we are not a part of, I would say, and we do not condone, or but I don't know, I just think,
although side tangent, we don't, you know, condone any of that, but I feel like I change a little bit depending on what my bias does. So like, I'm not like a like, I don't love smokers, but Jungkook smokes and everything's okay with that man. He could do the most wrong. He could burn something down and be like, I'm there for you.
That's the dude. That stuff is fun. That stuff is like fun, lighthearted jokes. Like,
is it a joke?
It's okay.
Is it a joke? Okay.
I think it's funny. I think it gets toxic when it's like people start canceling. Like,
oh yeah,
like if they did a music video with a girl and then the fans like cancel her or whatever. Yeah, like, she's so ugly. Like, cancel and like destroy her on social media or whatever. Or like, even if, or just like, people who have snuck into their private places.
Right, right.
Like
without their consent. Yeah, yeah,
paparazzi business, like that kind of weird toxic business, mm-hmm. like stalking them, posting things on the internet that shouldn't be posted. Things like that, I think, you know, like mm-hmm. obviously are toxic, but we can have a little lighthearted delusional fun, you know?
Okay. Before we get into there, yeah. One thing I want to cover mm-hmm. is what about them and their concerts do you love so much? Because I feel like it's so different from Western music, and I want people to understand that before we get into the delulu.
Yeah, gosh, I don't know. Okay, well, I can say this. Okay, we've been to BTS concert, and then we've also been to like Taylor Swift concert, yes. which is amazing. And then we've been to Jonas Brothers and
yes.
stuff like that. But I don't know. I think with BTS, there's such a special like camaraderie mm-hmm. and just community. Mm-hmm. I feel that when I'm at Taylor Swift too, just this mm-hmm. love for this person and the mm-hmm. music and what it's done. But I think with BTS, okay, I'm going to be honest. I think the fun part of BTS is kind of like the thirst trap of it all. Like how we get kind of like,
yeah.
like how we get kind of like savage at mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to be like barking at a Taylor Swift concert, but at like a BTS concert, like I'll be crying 1 minute because their music is so beautiful, and then another minute I'll Jungkook's be like
shirt comes off.
The Jungkook's buttons come off and we're like barking at his like ass.
My favorite.
You know, like we go feral, like is that how you say it? Feral?
Yeah.
Feral.
And like, he knows too. He be like smirking. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like there's so many levels of emotions you feel at the concert of like, oh my god, life goes on. It's yeah. so beautiful. And then like boom, like they start dancing like like, you know, just that fangirl that you get to experience uh-huh, is so uh-huh, fun.
Uh-huh. And it's high energy like throughout.
Yeah. And I think a big thing that's the most special thing at a BTS concert is seeing, like, especially in the States, is that as a Korean, I'm there to support my fellow Koreans. Mm-hmm. We're the minority when we're there.
Right.
That is so impressive to me, yeah. is that they filled up SoFi Stadium for more than a day.
The largest stadium out. In LA.
Yeah. Yeah. They sold out SoFi Stadium for like 3 days, more than that, I think, with like the most diverse population you could mm-hmm. think of. Mm-hmm. And they're all there to listen to them. There's no translations when you're there.
Yeah.
They're singing like 90% of the time in Korean. Mm-hmm. And these people are singing along and have memorized their music and like are singing. And I think that's yeah. what's so like emotional and special for mm-hmm. me is seeing like, holy crap, like they've really broken boundaries and they've mm-hmm. really like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's so cool.
Yeah. I agree with that. But I also think for me, like I love that. Okay. This is my ranking. Like I would put like, if I were to put like BTS at the top, in Western music, Taylor Swift is my top. She's like the closest to like a BTS kind of experience.
Yeah.
And what I like is like, the dances are so intense mm-hmm. and they upkeep that like the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's like heavy footwork and yeah. choreography. And like on top of that, like I love like there's like those interactive, you know, like one part of the concert one time was like Namjoon like hitting like the gun and it like uh-huh. it like shot stuff yeah, and like yeah. they're dancing with people in the yeah, crowd and yeah. it's just like so much is going on. There's mm-hmm. like little like confetti, like whatever, and even like the visuals too. Mm-hmm. It's just like, and also the fan chants that,
yeah,
like it's specific to.
I think that's what makes it really fun too. Is yeah. that like this back and forth that they have going on at the concert, like that we like memorize and are able to do. Even though I can't like sing the whole song like I yeah. can at a Taylor Swift concert,
yeah,
I can like participate in the song in a really fun way.
Yeah,
with, like the fan chants and, like,
and in Korean music specifically, like we have the like. The little what is it called?
Light sticks.
Yeah, like in Western music, it's a little different.
Yeah,
but it's a whole experience.
Yeah,
you bring this, you know, the colors change.
Yeah. And like, I think, I mean, Taylor Swift was pretty different and cool this year, where they had the friendship yeah. bracelets exchanging. Yeah, yeah. But that feels very K-pop-y to me. Like
yeah.
usually, that's a very K-pop
right
culture thing where like you go to a K-pop concert and like people are passing out freebies. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Like, yeah. You know, like I got my like the photo cards. Yeah, like that's a very, card. I feel like a very K-pop culture mm-hmm. thing where you go to these concerts and like people are passing out things mm-hmm. like freebies and like stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like befriend a stranger.
Yeah. It's a little bit like very significant to K-pop culture, yeah. But yeah, that's fun too.
And it's funny because like, I'm sure it happens in other groups too, but like, let's say you don't know somebody mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, you're a fan of BTS? Cleared.
Immediate connection. Clear. Yeah.
You're safe.
Yeah. Immediate. I remember I was at a concert actually. Yeah. Blue Eyes. Hello, Blue Eyes. Hello, Blue Eyes. I was at a Blue Eyes concert. I wore my Yoongi jacket and this girl came up to me and she was like, I love your jacket. And I was like, I love you. I already know you're a Yoongi stan. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's yeah. just like immediate connection. Like, that's also really fun.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's get Delulu.
Okay. This is for our Delulu girlies. I had a segment on TikTok, a would you rather segment.
Okay.
That was really easy. Delulu that I thought I would bring back.
Okay.
Thought it was funny. I won't go through all of these, but okay. I'll go through a couple.
Okay.
And
want me to read some for you too?
We'll go over it together.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So the first one that I'll ask is, would you rather have front row tickets to an intimate concert with just your bias? So a small concert that your bias put on, front row.
He's performing in it or yeah. like sitting with me? Oh.
He's performing. Oh, so but like, I you know how like Namjoon had that small concert for his album release? Mm-hmm. Kind of like that, but for your bias. Mm-hmm. Or free nosebleeds to their reunion concert in 2025.
Oh, easy. Intimate concert.
Oh, really?
Girl, I don't want to see them from far away. I can't see them up close. What the heck?
So I think I initially would have said that to free intimate concert. Yeah, like, oh, God, to be like, me. Have Yoongi yeah. sweat, like, fall on my face. Yeah. Like, please. Yeah. But I think more and more as this hiatus has gotten extended, like, when I think about their reunion, I'm like, it makes me so emotional. And I'm like, I hope
now I feel selfish.
No, it's okay. I think, honestly, if I was presented with the two, I think I would still choose the intimate concert just yeah. to get that, like...
I just want to feel their sweat.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. when he's rapping that yeah. spit, like... But, yeah, that's a hard one, though.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Because I feel like the fandom just continues to grow that I'm always, like, scared now. Like, am I even going to be able to get tickets
yeah.
to their next one? Like, yeah. who knows, you know? I don't know.
That's a good start. That's a good start.
Yeah. Okay. How about this one? Because I picked these two. This was kind of from my TikTok thing, but I changed it up a little bit because okay. they're both not really our biases.
Okay.
So I wanted to change it up. So would you rather go camping with V or shopping with Hobie? I feel like I already know what you're going to pick.
Oh. Okay. I know you think I would pick shopping with Hobie.
Uh-huh.
But he's just a pal to me. And I just like,
oh.
V's like, I don't even like camping.
Yeah, yeah.
But he can like teach me.
Oh!
You know?
Wow.
Because yeah. Because when I'm hanging out with him, I don't want to be like a pal. I want to be like,
oh.
You know? Oh, he's good looking. Like, you know, they're all wow. good looking. But, like,
okay. Like, that's surprising to
it's
me.
It's not a friend hangout for wow. me. It's something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's funny because I actually thought I would pick camping, but now that I think about it, I'd rather go shopping with Hobie. I feel like camping would be so a little too like ooh.
Well,
like,
we'll struggle together and bond. Hobie's just going to buy you clothes and it's over.
Dude, that'd be so fun.
For 1 hour.
I'll be that dressing room husband, like sitting
on. Camping like, just, is like a weekend.
Yeah.
I get a weekend, you get a day.
I get like hours though.
Camping is a whole weekend.
Okay, that's true. That's true. That's so funny. I thought you would pick shopping.
I would if it was like vice versa.
Okay, okay. Okay. If you could get front row to concert, would it be rap line? If you had to pick between rap line or vocal line? So for the people who don't know, it's probably just ARMY that's stuck around to this point. But there's a rap line. Like we have mm-hmm. our three rappers, Namjoon, Yoongi mm-hmm. and J-Hope mm-hmm. and then we have our vocal line which is the rest which is Jin, V, Jimin and Jungkook mm-hmm. which has your bias in it
mm-hmm. easy answer
which one would you want a front row to you had to pick okay. one group
for those who don't know I really like rap in my other life I thought I would be a rapper but I get a better deal with four
yeah
so and also two of my biases are in there. Yeah. So yeah. I gotta go with the vocal line. Yeah. Easy peasy.
Rap line is an easy yes for me,
of course, because yeah. Yoongi's there.
Yeah, but also just to see those three.
Yeah,
the do a cypher. Gosh, I but would die.
Have you heard Dimple?
I know. Oof. I was gonna say like Dimple or Thing. Like,
oh, the Thing is so good.
I don't know.
That's actually hard. Yeah. Oh, Thing would be hard. I really like.
All right, too. Let's get a little spicy.
Wait, Jungkook's Thing or the
regular Thing? Okay, would you rather be the baby oil applicator on JK's abs, or the physical therapist massaging Namjoon's thighs? I need to preface this by saying my husband thought of this, by the way.
Oh.
Okay? This is the spicy one. It's because I asked him for an idea. I was like, I need something spicy. He was like, okay. Here's the one.
Can you repeat the question?
Would you rather be the one like applying baby oil on Jungkook's abs to make him glisten? Or would you like be massaging Namjoon's thunder thighs, after a long dance?
Easy. Abs. Jungkook's abs. Yeah. I need to feel them.
I would do abs too, just because I think I would tickle Namjoon. Like, I'd be like, I'm not doing this right.
No, I would be like slow. I'd be like, all right, your shoulders. Do you want a little bit on your face?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, the center pecs.
Okay.
The abs.
Here's another one. Would you rather be in a secret relationship with one member, mm-hmm. but you cannot tell anyone,
mm-hmm.
no friends or family,
mm-hmm.
or you get to be a public bestie with the group, but you're friend zoned for life?
Oh, the whole group?
Yeah. Like
we hang out a
like
lot.
Like Halsey. Like you're like Halsey. Like they all love you. You get to hang, like you have their cell numbers, you're their friends, but just friend. But like everyone knows that you're like friends with them.
Like good friends.
Yeah.
Wait, secret relationship.
Like
does it mean that they can have other relationship too? And I'm just like the side.
Oh, we're going too deep. I don't know. However you wanna. I think like they're just with you, but it's a secret.
But like for life?
Yeah.
It's a for lifer thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Easy. I'll pick that one.
Secret relationship? Yeah. But like no one can
know. Who cares? I know. It's up here. It's what do they call it? Like I don't wanna be PDAing. It's like at home. You know?
Oh, yeah. It's, okay.
It's in my
that's so hard for me because I think just naturally I would want to flaunt it. I would want to be like, this is my man. That would be so hard for me.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. Okay, I either have him or I don't. And if this is the way they like, get him, as long as I know that I have him, who cares about other people? No. Okay, like
yeah
he's in my vicinity every day.
Oh, you know,
that's good. And we'd be sharing a space. We'd be sharing the same air. That's
good. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
Would you rather be their makeup artist, but you're not allowed to talk to them?
No.
Or you get 1 hour VIP backstage time with them?
VIP backstage.
Really?
Well, I can't talk to them. What the heck? Oh, what if we just lock eyes and fall in love, though? No words.
That's what I was waiting for. So on my TikTok, a lot of the comments I was surprised were like, makeup artist, I don't need to talk. I get to touch his face. Yeah. I get to like.
Smiles with
like
your
breathe
eyes.
His air. Yeah. That's like
the what would Delulu you pick?
Speaking. I would pick the hour VIP. I feel like I'm not super Delulu enough for these prompts.
Wait till you can get them from.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah.
I thought you said you would go to Korea for him tomorrow.
I would actually. You know what? If it was Yoongi, I would love to be his makeup artist because I wouldn't know what to say to him anyway.
Yeah,
just be in silence, like.
I think he'll be freaked out. With that face, I'll be freaked out. I'm faint.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's a good.
Those are some fun Delulu problems.
That was a good little Delulu segment.
I know.
Now I want them to be real.
Yeah.
Can they not be real?
Depends on how Delulu you want to be.
TBD, you know?
TBD.
Some people, regular folk, marry. These idols, okay?
God, one day to one the lucky day. Wives or husbands.
Or husbands.
To the lucky partners of our boys.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Cheers.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Shout
out to Jinsa once again.
Thank you.
Any last words on our boys?
They're so hot. Humble, kind,
2025 couldn't come sooner.
Yes. We're almost done with 2024. Thank goodness.
I know. Hopefully we're calling it, manifesting it, that we will be at that concert. And hopefully we'll see you there.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Lashy says bye.